Welcome to the deep dive. We've got some really interesting material you send over, all focused on, well, improving your golf swing adaptability. And we're looking at this specifically through the lens of playing in South Africa, which, as you know, has some incredibly diverse courses. So our mission here is to really unpack this article you shared. It's full of techniques, strategies, resources, and pull out the key insights. The idea is to make it super useful, easy to grasp, helping you understand how to adjust your swing for all those different conditions, terrains, you know, the challenges you'll find on South African courses.
And adaptability, well, it's probably the most crucial skill in golf, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially somewhere like South Africa. I mean, the variety is just immense. You're not just repeating one swing. You're constantly solving problems out there.
Yeah.
And really getting those local nuances, like how coastal wind is totally different from elevation changes in land. That's the real key to getting better there.
Okay, let's dig into that. The article kicks off by highlighting why South African golf is so varied. It's not just one challenge, is it?
Not at all.
Yeah.
It's the contrast that's so striking. You've got the coastal courses.
Yeah.
Think Durban, Cape Town. Stunning views, sure. But the real test, it's the wind, that coastal breeze. It's not just there. It massively impacts ball flight, distance, everything. You have to learn to tweak your swing speed, your angles, almost shot by shot sometimes, because that wind can just shift on you.
Right. So you're constantly adjusting, not just playing the yardage. What about inland then? Say, Highveld or the Drakensberg?
Totally different game. Now you're dealing with rolling hills, big elevation changes, and that changes everything about your setup, your stance, your balance. It all affects your swing mechanics. You really have to become good at reading the lie, you know, adjusting for slopes, hitting out of tight spots in the rough, which you find on some of those courses. The point here is just recognizing these different environments is like step one to building that adaptable swing.
It sounds like strategy before the round is just as vital. The article mentions tailoring your approach specifically.
Yeah, that's a great question. How do you prepare for a course you've never seen before in SA? The article points to places like Fan Court, Leopard Creek, amazing courses, but they demand real strategic thinking. Looking at a course map isn't just nice to have, it's, well, essential. Where are the hazards? What are the greens like? How do the fairways run? You need that info up front.
And how does knowing that translate into the actual swing?
Well, you use that knowledge to shape your shots.
Yeah.
The article talks about, say, changing your grip or stance. Like, if you're facing super fast greens, you need a much more controlled, shorter swing around them, right? To avoid blasting it past. But on slower greens, maybe you need a bit more assertion in the stroke. It's about having that flexible mindset, turning strategy into physical action.
A flexible mindset for changing conditions, and weather, obviously, is a massive variable in South Africa.
Oh, hugely variable. Blazing heat one day, potentially rain the next. Summer heat, for example, it really saps your energy. Fatigue creeps in, and that directly impacts your swing consistency later in the round. The research emphasizes hydration, energy management. It's not just comfort. It's about maintaining your mechanics when you're tired.
And rain changes things completely, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. Softer greens mean a different approach to chipping, putting, club selection changes, maybe less loft. Swing tempo might need adjusting, too, because the ball won't run out as much. The article smartly suggests practicing in different weather. It builds confidence, makes it less of a shock when it happens during a round. You're prepared. Understanding how weather affects play, it just deepens your whole connection to the game, really.
This sounds like a lot to figure out alone. The article heavily suggests working with local South African pros.
Yes, and this is where things get really valuable. A local pro understands these specific conditions intimately. They're not just teaching a generic swing, they're coaching adaptability for South Africa. When you're looking for a coach, the article says, find someone experienced with different levels, someone focused on adaptability. And technology helps swing analysis software gives objective feedback on how your swing holds up under different simulated conditions. Definitely ask for recommendations. Look into places like the Gary Player Golf Academy, too.
What kind of drills would a good SA pro focus on for this adaptability?
Well, the article highlights a couple of key ones. Hitting from uneven lies is fundamental. I mean, let's face it, flat lies are rare on many courses there. You have to learn how to adjust your weight, your swing plane on slopes. It's non-negotiable. Another big one is varying swing tempos and angles on the range. Deliberately hitting shots differently, lower, higher, softer, harder. It's not about being inconsistent. It's about building the feel to adjust instinctively on the course. You know, a punch shot into wind or a high, soft shot to a tricky pin, that builds real confidence.
And besides coaching, the article suggests learning from the local scene itself.
Absolutely. Watching local tournaments, Sunshine Tour, regional events, it's like a live masterclass in adapting. See how the pros handle tough lies, wind shifts, tricky greens. You pick up so many visual cues, subtle technique changes under pressure. And the article even suggests chatting with players or coaches after rounds. Don't be afraid to ask. You can get great practical tips that way. It's a resource people often overlook.
What about workshops or clinics?
They offer a more structured approach, yeah. Right. Often focused on specific local challenges. You get that hands-on practice, feedback, and you're learning alongside other golfers dealing with the same things. Builds a nice sense of community, too.
Okay, so professional guidance, learning from peers. What about the gear? Customizing equipment is mentioned.
Oh, this is huge. Optimizing your clubs isn't just a chasing distance. It's about making adaptation easier. The research you sent underlines that your clubs need to match the conditions. So, for windy coastal courses, maybe clubs designed for a lower, more stable flight. For inland courses with varied lies, maybe clubs offering more versatility and precision become important.
How do you figure that out for yourself?
It means looking at things like shaft length, flex, grip size, club head design. And the article wisely says, reassess your clubs now and then. Your swing evolves, technology changes, which leads to probably one of the best investments, custom fitting. Good fitting makes sure your clubs actually complement your swing, which makes those small adaptive adjustments much easier to pull off. They'll analyze your speed, angle of attack, all that, and recommend specs that fit you. Leads to better accuracy, distance, and just more consistent striking when things aren't perfect.
And just keeping the gear you have in good shape seems pretty fundamental, too.
Absolutely crucial. Simple things like cleaning your grips regularly. Sweat and dirt mean less friction, so you grip tighter, messing with your tempo. Clean club faces for consistent spin. Check for wear and tear. And storage, especially with South Africa's climate. Keep them somewhere climate controlled if possible, away from extreme heat or dampness that can damage shafts and grips. Basic maintenance pays off.
Okay, equipment sorted. The article also dives into the physical side, conditioning.
Yeah, the unsung hero of adaptability, perhaps. Your physical state directly impacts your ability to hit different shots from tricky spots. Strength, flexibility, endurance. They're the foundation. For strength, it's about core stability, balanced power. Think planks, rotational work, resistance training. That gives you a stable base, even on uneven ground.
And flexibility, how does that help?
It's essential for range of motion. You need that when you're in an awkward stance or need to generate speed smoothly. Things like stretching, yoga, they're fantastic for maintaining or improving that flexibility. It's the combination of strength and flexibility that allows for a really versatile swing.
Endurance seems key too, especially on those long, hilly courses.
Definitely. South African courses can be demanding walks. Maintaining your stamina helps keep your swing mechanics solid and your decision-making sharp, especially late in the round. So yeah, cardio, like running, cycling, swimming, even interval training helps build that staying power.
Are there specific physical challenges linked to South Africa mentioned?
Yes. Two main ones. High altitude courses, like in the Drakensberg. The thinner air affects ball flight, less lift. Ball might travel further, spin changes. You need to adjust your thinking, club selection. Training at altitude helps with breathing and stamina if you can. You have to adapt your mechanics a bit. And the other is heat and humidity, common in many areas. Practicing in the heat helps, staying super hydrated is critical, and understanding how heat affects your focus and tempo. It's all part of physical prep.
So physical readiness is about performing consistently under all these different stresses. Then there's the mental game.
Hugely impactful. Your headspace can dictate your ability to adapt. The article talks about visualization. Before playing, even before a shot, picture the successful outcome, the flight, the landing. Build it into your routine. It calms nerves, builds belief.
Managing pressure seems vital too.
Oh, absolutely. Techniques like deep breathing, mindfulness, they sound simple, but they work. Keep you calm when things get tough. Having a solid pre-shot routine, including that visualization and breathing, really helps minimize anxiety and lets you focus on the swing adjustment needed.
And knowing the course inside out.
Paramount. For confidence, for strategy, researching it, walking it if possible, knowing the layout, winds, greens, trouble spots. That deep knowledge lets you commit to adaptive shots without second guessing. And talking to locals or pros beforehand. Priceless insights there.
Resilience comes up too. Bouncing back.
Mental toughness, yeah. Golf throws curveballs, especially in tough conditions. You'll have setbacks. The article suggests setting realistic goals, seeing challenge as a bad bounce, a tough lie, as learning opportunities, not failures. Reflecting on rounds, good and bad, helps you refine those mental strategies over time, become more resilient.
And just staying focused through it all.
Critical. Easy to get distracted on beautiful courses. Mindfulness exercises, focusing on your breath or a specific target before each shot, keeps you present. Setting small goals for each shot helps maintain concentration. Sharp focus enhances that ability to adapt moment by moment.
Okay, wow. That covers so much: landscape, weather, pros, gear, body, mind. The article finishes up with advice on practice, right?
Exactly. The driving range isn't just for hitting drivers long. It's a lab for adaptability. Key is choosing the right range. Find one that mimics quote conditions if you can vary targets, slopes, maybe spots for uneven lies. Ranges with tech like launch monitors are great too, giving you data on how changes affect your ball flight.
So practice needs to be targeted, not just bashing balls.
Precisely. You need to deliberately replicate course situations. Practice those awkward lies. Simulate wind effects in your aim and shot shape. Work on punch shots. These focus sessions build the muscle memory, the confidence, so those adjustments become more instinctive on the course. And consistency matters. A regular routine, rotating what you work on, tracking progress. That steady, focused work is what builds lasting adaptability.
And the article also touched on video analysis and learning from other golfers.
Yeah, video is such a powerful tool now. Record your swing, see what's really happening, especially when you try hitting off slopes or under pressure. Yeah. You can see weight shifts, path changes. Share it with a coach for targeted feedback. And learning from the community, watch experienced players. Ask members how they play certain holes or handle conditions. Join informal games. It gives you real-world context you just don't get practicing alone.
All right, we've really gone deep into this article, pulled out so much on swing adaptability, especially for playing in South Africa, covered understanding the terrain, the weather, getting pro help, optimizing gear, physical prep, the mental game, making practice count. Quite a list.
And what's really interesting, I think, is that adaptability isn't just one thing. It's not just about the swing mechanics. It's more holistic, isn't it? It's blending the physical,
right,
the mental, the strategic, the equipment, learning from experience. It's about becoming a more complete, versatile golfer.
So as you, the listener, reflect on all this, especially those unique South African challenges, the wind, the hills, the heat, here's something to consider. What's the one mental strategy we talked about today that you could commit to practicing this week, maybe even just thinking about it off the course, that might have the biggest impact on your adaptability next time you play? Thank you for joining us for this deep dive.